Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
He said, I've got me some of them big boy tomatoes out there. He said, I got some cucumbers. I got some squash. I got some okra. He said, I got some turnip greens and collards and black-eyed peas. Woo, glory. I mean, that's that stuff. You can plow a mule 40 rows if you eat that kind of food. Amen. I glory to God. You know, I go in some of these things sometimes and they want us to eat that finger food. I can tell you exactly the definition of finger food. That's where you bite your fingers trying to find it. I know what the definition is, brother. You can't plow a mule far on that kind of stuff, you understand? And not belittling that at all, but that's what finger food is. If you want to know, just tell them Brother Randy's got the definition. You bite your finger trying to find it. And I tell Papa Hagin and them that, you understand? When they get me in them things and feed me, I said, Dad, I said, you bite your finger trying to find this mess. I said, if you're going to eat this, throw a sandwich up here. You know, you build a sandwich, you slop that thing on there. You know, you take 4 or 5 pieces of meat and you rub that old mayonnaise and mustard all over that stuff and throw it. Y'all want to go eat, don't you? We'll let you out after a while. But anyway, and it's slang, I mean, you just build that thing on up there. When you chomp into it, you got a bite, you understand? And them other things ain't even a quarter of a bite, you know? And you bite your finger, you're trying to keep that out of the way and look pretty and all that stuff, you understand? Because you're trying to impress one another that you can eat that stuff without getting it on you and all that stuff. Well, just slop it on. Get it in and out, within and without, within and without, you understand? Just get it all over you and go on to it, amen? But anyway, what was we talking about anyway? We were talking about something about the garden. Yeah, the garden. You know how to eat finger food now. That's another one we throw it in for free. It don't cost you nothing. But anyway, we know about the garden. You understand? All this stuff will make sense and it'll come back to you. You'll remember it all. I'll guarantee you. You'll retain it. You'll know about finger food next time you go in. You'll tell everybody what finger food is. You'll tell them everywhere you go. You'll tell them what it is. And so you'll know all that kind of stuff. And it'll be an interesting conversation to enter into talking to them about the Lord. You understand? You can get into them somehow, some way. I believe it'll open the door for you. But anyway, my daddy was telling me about this garden, all this vegetables he's got down there, watermelons, man. And I was sitting there, my mouth was watering. And he said, son, because he saw my excitement. He said, son, you want to see my garden before you go back? I said, yes, daddy, I want to see that garden. Yes, sir. He said, let's go jump my truck. So I run in the other room. I told my wife, I said, honey, I said, I'm going down to the country. She's in there talking to my mother, you know, in the other room. And I said, honey, I'm going down the country with daddy. And I said, I'm going to see daddy's garden. I said, he said he got the most beautiful garden you ever want to see. And I went to tell my wife about that garden. First thing she said, get me some of them real tomatoes. Real tomatoes is what's not store-bought, you understand? So she wants some of them real tomatoes, you know? Bring me back some. So I grabbed a sack out from under Mama's sink, you understand? I knew where Mama's cooks her sacks, you know? She brings them in, saves them for different things, you know? Grocery bags, you might want to put something in. So I reached under Mama's sink and I grabbed those sacks still there after all them years. Just know how Mama operates. Glory to God. Pull one of them sacks out, you know? And I put it in my back pocket and I took off. And I knew Daddy looked at me funny. I didn't know why, but you'll find out the more as we go along here. But anyway, I'm going down there. I've done seen this garden, brother. I'm coming back with some big tomatoes, prize tomatoes for my wife. Glory to God. Going to be good, good, good. And so I'm going down there. As soon as we got down to my daddy's place, you know, he's driving a truck. I bail out and he's got a little cabin house place. And then around behind it, he said that's where the garden was. So I dove out of the truck and I run around behind the garden, behind the house. And I'm standing there. And when daddy walked up, I was standing there with my mouth wide open in shock. You understand? In the country, they got a saying, call it catching flies. You understand? When you stand there, got your mouth wide. Daddy said, what are you doing, boy? Catching flies. You better shut your mouth. The cow pasture ain't far from here, you know? And they do attract flies. And he said, you're going to have a few in your mouth. You understand? I said, Daddy. And I was in shock. I said, Daddy, because I looked out there. And Daddy had described this beautiful garden to me. And all I could see was a pile of dirt. That's all it was dirt. And had little humps in it every now and then, you know? I mean, they wouldn't even a sprig sticking out of the ground much. I was looking for a watermelon a foot and a half long to lay in there. I mean, the way Daddy, he done built that garden up, I'm telling you, I thought cucumbers be 2 foot long the way he was talking about them. And brother, that is a humongous cucumber, I'll guarantee you. And I was just assured that we was going to just get 2 or 3 messes, they call them, a black-eyed peas, you know, and just pull them in. Well, I'm looking out there and I said, Daddy, now listen here. I said, Daddy, you told me how you had to quit school when you were 6 years old and had to support your family because there's so many of them go to work. I said, Daddy, you sent me to school to get education. He said, that's right, son. I said, well, Daddy, let me tell you something. I said, Daddy, that is not a garden. I said, all that is a pile of dirt. He said, it's garden. I said, dirt, garden, dirt, garden, dirt. I said, Daddy, if I've ever seen dirt before, that is dirt. I said, there ain't no garden. He said, it's a garden. I said, dirt, it's garden, dirt, garden, dirt. I said, Daddy, there ain't no garden there. I don't see no garden, and there ain't no garden there. He said, oh, you big Ramah student, you. He said, you're not going to believe unless you can see. Is that what you're telling me? He said, I'm fixing to give you a lesson on faith, sonny boy. I said, yes, sir, daddy. But I'm still thoroughly convinced there's no garden there because there I can't see a garden. He said, all right, big boy, keep your britches up and come on down here. And he took me down to the end of each row. And what he had done, he then broke him off a stick and poked it in the ground. And he took the seed out of the package, you know, tore the top off the package. And he had took that package and put it down the end of the row on that stick so he'd know what everything. He said, son, you don't see my black-eyed peas? I said, yes, sir. He said, look at there. And I looked down there and there was the most beautiful picture of black-eyed peas on that package you'd ever see. I said, I see them, daddy, I see them. He said, you don't see my tomatoes, boy? I said, yes, sir. He said, look at there. I said, I see. He said, you don't see my watermelons, boy? I said, yes, daddy, want to see him. He said, look at that, boy. You see him? I said, oh, daddy, I see, daddy. I see it. He said, yes. He said, you believe it because you can see it. He said, but I believe it because I planted a seed. And he said, there's a garden in that ground because I planted a seed that'll produce a garden. The word of God is the uncorruptible, incorruptible seed that's got to be planted. You are God's garden. And if you plant that seed of the word in your heart, it will come up. It will work in your life. Let me encourage you. Don't give up. You take that word and you get it in your heart and you stay with it. And I'll guarantee you, I don't care what it is. God will show up on the scene and he'll cause it to come to pass. It may not come to pass that day, and I'm not saying it won't. But you've got to go at it with a sense of longevity, the long haul. I remember Brother Norval Hayes. I don't know if they call him Dr. Hayes. I'm not, you understand, but Dr. Brother Norval Hayes, you understand? Whatever, you understand? I've got an LLD degree. I'm rolling in there with him, brother. Hallelujah. But anyway, he tells a story about he walked the floor and confessed over his daughter. She had grotesque lumps and knots on her body, and he would just confess that his daughter was healed. His daughter was healed. His daughter was healed. His daughter was healed, and them lumps had to go, and his daughter was healed. He said all of a sudden he was walking through the house one day, and whoa, he was transported into heaven. Transported into heaven just from confessing God's word. That's better than spacecraft flying, I'm here to tell you, brother. He became an astronaut. If NASA had known it, they probably would have hired him. But he said he shot right up there, and Jesus spoke to him, and he looked at him like with flames of fire leaping out of his eyes and told him to go back and curse them things. So he went back. When he got back down in his body, you understand? He went back down there. He walked in there and he cursed them things and commanded them to die and walked away. She looked the same she did as the time before he done it. But he walked away thoroughly convinced that they were gone. And it was sometime later. I don't know if it's weeks or months or what, but it was not too long after that. It wasn't just immediately. But all of a sudden, he said he heard screams and yells. Ah! And his daughter come running out of the room. And every one of the lumps and bumps and knots was gone. Just because he confessed God's word. If you confess God's word, if God has to catch you to heaven to give you a revelation to do something different, he'll do it. Whatever it is. But you've got to stay with God's word and stand on God's word and believe it. So faith, understand? What is faith? And the simplest defined terms that I could understand, this is what the Lord gave me, the definition of faith. Faith is believing that you have something that has not yet manifested itself in the physical, sensory, perceptive world. Does it exist? Absolutely. Where? In the realm of the Spirit. But how do you get it out of that realm into this realm? Through that faith. Faith is believing that you have something that has not yet manifested itself in this physical, material, sensory, perceptive world that we live in. Does it exist? Yes, in seed format. And the way you get that seed is believing by faith. What? I have it by faith. I've got it even though it has not manifested. When Brother Norval Hayes cursed those bumps and knots and lumps that was on his daughter, he walked away thoroughly convinced that they were gone. And it was just a little while later, phew, every one of them were gone. Now, it was a matter of days or weeks. It's coming to me that time. You understand? If I say I don't know, I'll never know. So I don't want to say I don't know. I'll just say it's coming to me.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.